A week ago, Minnesota announced their lawsuit filed against the makers of OxyContin over the claims that the company made, including that it was safer than it is. It was announced by the Attorney General, Lori Swanson. And we're speaking today with somebody who's not on the legal end of things, but more down on the streets helping people in this opioid crisis, Greg Anderson. He is the social service supervisor overseeing the chemical dependency team of the St. Louis County Substance Use Disorder Unit. We have him in our studio this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Drugs have always been a part of the culture in this country, but in different ways. I think I've really started to realize that the last several years that heroin and painkillers and opioids have been more seriously present and more seriously impacting the community than I ever thought would be possible. I felt like heroin was such an old school drug. I'm surprised it's made a resurgence. What's going on out in the streets right now?
Well, heroin has made a resurgence, and basically it's been kind of an evolution in process. Getting back to economics, it's kind of supply and demand type component. We look back and, you know, kind of the issues that are surrounding the lawsuits, you know, the one that was recently filed by the state of Minnesota, and along with, several counties within the state of Minnesota, including St. Louis County, have also filed lawsuits, you know, earlier on in the process. But everything started with dependency and, you know, follow-up addiction of individuals in relationship to painkillers, the opioids, the oxycodones, the Percodans, those types of things. And as the medical community and society overall became more aware of the presence and the problems this was causing, it basically took action to cut the supply and the access of these medications to not only its patients and clients, but also general access to the community and those that were using those prescription drugs illicitly. As a result, when the demand or the supply reduced for prescription pain medications, business opportunists basically came up and brought heroin into the community, and we noticed a real surge in this probably within 2013, 2014, reflect back. I think it was March and April of 2014, there was a major drug sting within the state of Minnesota. I think there were over 60 arrests in that sting. And of those 60, I believe 41 were made in the Duluth and St. Louis County area.
Wow. The oxycodones, the prescription pain medications, that family of opioids, are they comparable to heroin? This is an odd question to ask earlier. Is heroin worse?
I think, you know, I'm probably not, you know, the best person to ask that particular or provide an educated and informal or informational response to it. Let's just basically say it does the same thing. It basically has effects on the opioid receptors within one's brain. Mm-hmm. And that basically leads to, you know, a lot of different, oftentimes negative issues, which causes us and gets us to the situation that we're in today.
So is it fair to say that the addiction rate per capita, is it increasing, or is it that those who already have the addiction are having a harder time of it? Are the numbers growing, or are they just worsening in a way?
I would probably, going back and reflecting on information that I look at annually from the state of Minnesota, we look at not necessarily individuals, but admissions of individuals into licensed chemical dependency treatment programs. Mm-hmm. Those numbers of admissions in relationship to heroin and opioids, you know, has increased. Basically, for 2017, roughly 30% of admissions of St. Louis County residents into licensed chemical dependency treatment programs was roughly 30%. Quick breakdown: alcohol is number one, methamphetamine is a very close second, and heroin, other opioids, is basically third. Mm-hmm. But they're very close.
The impact, would you say that there, as far as the numbers, that's one thing, but is the danger greater for opioids than, say, to methamphetamines?
Absolutely, definitely. And I think that's reflective of overdose death statistics. Mm-hmm. In 2016, in Minnesota, I believe there was roughly 395 opioid-related overdose deaths within the state of Minnesota.
Wow.
Of those 395, 194, 49% of those overdose deaths were related to prescription drugs. St. Louis County, basically from 2011 to 2016, has had 123 overdose deaths related to opioids. I do not have statistical breakdown in relationship to what percent of that is prescription drugs, but basically it's prescription drug heroin combination that has brought that number up.
What does your team do to help address this? You're in the field, you're meeting with these people trying to reduce their use of these opioids, trying to help find ways for them to cut back on their use, to eliminate, to stop.
We've been blessed with within St. Louis County in the Duluth vicinity. We had a very active, informed, motivated core group of individuals that got together in early 2013 and put together a collaborative community work group called the Northeast Minnesota Opioid Abuse Response Strategies Work Group, or otherwise known as ORS. And that group has grown now from 2013 to today to roughly, individuals who have participated are roughly, 90 individuals representing probably 30 to 35 healthcare, government, law enforcement, and community human service and community member representatives. Hmm. Very, very active. This group has been meeting for 5 years. It gives an opportunity for individuals, for agencies to come in, share their thoughts, share their concerns, tell each other what they're seeing, what works, what doesn't work, and what needs are presented or they're seeing within the community. Through this collaborative relationship, we were able to put together a grant application to the state of Minnesota in 2017 that basically allocated $675,000 for services, for development of services and supports for individuals and families dealing with the opioid crisis.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to put together in the state of Minnesota, and actually one of very few within the country, an opioid withdrawal management unit through the Center for Alcohol and Drug Treatment. This basically is a 6-bed program which allows an individual to come in and basically be assessed, reviewed, stabilized, medically monitored, assessed to get things in perspective, in place, to get supports and treatment and other services that will help that individual get towards and head towards a supportive direction and road to recovery.
Mm.
In addition to that, we received money for Narcan distribution and education. Narcan is a brand name for naloxone. Naloxone is the opioid antidote, which is used to save individuals who are dealing with opioid overdoses.
Wow. Okay.
And we've had great success with that. Have done a real nice job with being able to expand access and training for naloxone and Narcan for rural and North St. Louis County. It's been a real key piece. There's still a lot of work to do with that, but we're heading in the right direction. And with the collaborative partners that we've had in this area, the University of Minnesota School of Pharmacy, Duluth campus, along with Rural AIDS Action Network, has been vital partners along with that. And we've also collaborated with Carlton County in regards to this, to work and get Narcan, naloxone access for drug court clients.
Hmm. Is Narcan hard to get a hold of without an agency like yours? Is it something that that individuals can, with their own physicians, get a hold of?
We're hoping that access is becoming easier. Basically, things are in place for individuals to receive Narcan per request at pharmacies, but there is resistance at, with pharmacies. That's enhanced the need for education, and the University of Minnesota School of Pharmacy, Duluth campus, Laura Palumbi, very active within this group. She has done a lot of work along with collaborative partners within this branch of the University of Minnesota, and the Rural AIDS Action Network and our department have done a lot of work. We're not there yet, but things are getting better and things are becoming more accessible.
Right. So ORS is a group that's really helped to pull together lots of different teams. I think about sort of the post 9/11 climate too, where a lot of agencies in the federal government learned to work together. And it sounds like this is what's happening with you as well.
Well, in another wonderful thing through the ORS group, the St. Louis County Board of Commissioners in 2014 unanimously voted and supported to establish what is now referred to as the Substance Abuse Prevention Intervention Initiative. Mm. It's through our Public Health Human Service Department, and it's basically an extension of the ORS group to carry out and provide more active support and extension of ORS ideas, values, and work into the community. We have three social workers and two public health educators throughout St. Louis County that does and provides the work. The SAPI group provides community education and outreach, professional development and training, consultation services, information and referral, and enhanced focus on school prevention.
Right. Oh, schools, of course. That's another chapter entirely. Where can people go? We'd like to get some links set up on our website for you, but where can people go to find more information? Is there a website or a...
You can go to the St. Louis County website. St. Louis County just has a new website established. We've got our substance use disorder unit information along with our Substance Abuse Prevention Intervention Initiative, or otherwise known as SAPI, S-A-P-I-I. Links are there. I will be providing information where you will be able to get SAPI information from your radio station's website also.
Wonderful. Greg, thanks so much. This is really a serious issue, and I'm so glad that there's a larger team effort going on. It's not just individuals sort of in the street trying to deal with addicts. It's a bigger issue there. So.
Yeah, we've done some good things, but we've got a lot of work to do yet. The Minnesota Department of Health's commissioner, put out a press release, I think, last month in relationship to enhanced concerns and worries about this situation in relationship to the drug fentanyl.
Right.
Fentanyl is a very, very potent high-end opioid, which is causing great havoc throughout the state and throughout the country. Mm. Individuals that are purchasing illicit drugs or getting illicit drugs oftentimes do not know what they're getting because of the fact that the distributors are at times lacing or putting fentanyl into the substance that's being sold. Mm. And that can have some real significant and dramatic and tragic impacts on individuals.
Well, Greg, thank you so much. We appreciate this. This is a very I could talk with you for an hour, but this is a lot of detail, I realize. So, Greg Anderson, the social science supervisor at St. Louis County Public Health and Human Services, dealing with the opioid crisis here in the state of Minnesota and St. Louis County specifically.